Welcome to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. Here's Connie.
Welcome to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net. I'm your host, Connie Whitman. Thanks for joining us this week. So every week as you tune in, look, I know change. It's hard, right? It's freaking hard sometimes. But we got you. Between my guests and myself, I really do hope we provide tips, strategies, and ideas that you can implement immediately after listening to the show. The application is where the magic happens. So, of course, to help you on this journey of change, I have a free communication style assessment for you. You will get a report showing your natural superpowers, and you will get a report showing your blind spots, kind of more important, so we don't shoot ourselves in the foot without realizing it. Go to whitmanassoc.com/CSA for communication style assessment. And that is my gift to you. So my motivational quote today is by Sheryl Sandberg. And Sheryl says, trying to do it all and expecting that it all can be done exactly right is a recipe for disappointment. Perfection is the enemy. So each week, you know, as I stop to reflect on the topic of what the show is about, the phrase that I've heard my guests say several times in meetings that we've been in together is, it is turning chaos to calm. And that's the magic, I think, that we all look to, right? We have chaos in our life. How do we turn that to calm? Well, I can relate to this phraseology just on such a deep level. When I started my business 20 years ago, my kids, my boys were 2 and 5 years old. And the thought of creating this structured environment for building the business while raising these kids, right, especially boys, seemed like an absolute pipe dream. And as I think about it further, I feel like having kids generally equals chaos because life becomes a game of expect the unexpected every day. That's kids. So in today's podcast, I'm really excited to share how my guest and mompreneur and good friend, Amanda Lockich, teaches other moms how to turn chaos to calm, both in building a legacy business, as well as raising a child. Now, she has turned her personal journey filled with chaos and has turned it into a roadmap for moms looking to build a business while building a home. My guest and my dear friend is Amanda, and Amanda started her business while pregnant. She's an overachiever. She was pregnant and subsequently devastatingly lost that pregnancy at the 6-month mark. It took her on an unexpected journey of self-discovery. She strives to continue healing herself while helping others to heal as well. Extremely generous human here, guys. Now she has built her own business and is a mom to an active toddler, also a boy. And she says, life doesn't get easier, just more interesting. Amen, sister. Now, with a background in academia, theater, and film, Amanda uses her diverse skills to set to help others move from chaos to calm in their lives through building a business that allows for optimal work-life balance. Please help me welcome my amazing dear friend, Amanda, to the show. So thank you for being on, girlfriend.
Thanks for having me here, Connie. It's so great to see you in this venue.
Yes. Usually we're in meetings together and I'm usually bossing people around.
I like bossy women.
Yes. I love it too. All right. First question. Where did that multitasking mompreneur persona come from? Because you really just exemplify that.
Well, thank you. I think the multitasking mompreneur persona came out of the pandemic, really. I mean, I think I've always been a multitasker. I think many, many women and mothers, parents are multitaskers. I think you have to be by nature. And one of the things I discovered when we were all sitting at home, you know, wiping down our groceries, unsure of anything, you know, I was teaching speech and drama to young kids, and we quickly had to obviously pivot away from that. And we were teaching online. And even when my husband was there trying to keep my son quiet in the other room, it just wasn't conducive. So I had to find alternate ways of, you know, bringing in income, alternate ways of doing things that I could do that were flexible enough for me to be able to say, hold on 1 second, I just, you know, have to change a poopy diaper or whatever it is. Right now he's at preschool. So the house is actually quiet, which is a blessing.
Amen. When we have silence, it's the magical thing. I just want to share a quick story. We were on a meeting. I think you were in my masterclass, Amanda, and we were in a meeting and people were sharing and asking questions, and it's very, very engaging. And Amanda had muted herself, paying attention. She was changing literally a poopy diaper, and somebody said something, and we come back and we said, okay, Amanda, do you want to add anything? Cause you know, she was muted. She goes, yes. As she's still doing the changing Eli, she said, yes. And then whatever she said in that moment, we all stopped and go, how do you do that? Her brilliance came through loud and clear. So even though, right, you're focusing, because changing a diaper becomes super easy after a while with the kid, right? You get really good at it. She still has the capacity to listen, hear, and feel what the other participants were talking about and just share so deeply some beautiful recommendations. So that's where your zone of genius, I see, Amanda, is taking, because chaos is real when you have a kid in a business, right? It is what it is. And we can all say, well, you know, we want to have this work-life balance, and that's all a beautiful thing to strive for. But we're living in chaos, especially when you have little ones at home and you're trying to work a business and COVID's going on and all of these other things. So I do commend you for always being able to do what you have to do from the mom perspective, but being present as the businesswoman as well and always answering intelligently. So this is something, and I want everybody really to hear this. You can learn to do this. And Amanda is just a guiding light, I believe, for teaching mompreneurs how to do it all without literally, you know, ending up in the funny farm, right? Or ending up in the rubber room, so to speak, right?
Yeah. I think one of the things is sort of expanding awareness so that, you know, I'm very fortunate that my job is very flexible. And I designed it that way so that I can be on a phone call with somebody and have that, you know, eye out for, you know, how high on the table my child is climbing, and be able to get there and catch him, you know, before his head hits the ground and smoothly keep going and talking about what we do.
I know, we do it so well. We're like, so my son is hanging upside down. I have to go now. I remember I was on a meeting with a client and banging on the front door. I'm like, oh my God, leave it, UPS or Amazon, just leave it. Right. All of a sudden bound the back. My office was in the back of my old house, banging on the door. I look over and it's one of my son's friends and he's sweating. And I thought, oh, something happened. So I said, now I'm on with a client. I said, I'm going to have to cancel this meet, but I'm trying to be calm, but I know my son is injured, right? I could just see from this whole thing happening at my slider, off my dining room. So I said to my client, I have to go. I think my son is hurt, but he's like, what? And I'm like, listen, I don't know the situation. I might call you back. If I don't, can I call you tomorrow to reschedule? Sure. Go. Also a dad, right? He's dad. So sure enough, my son skateboarding, hit a thing, flowed through the air, broke his collarbone, and they couldn't move him. And because I wasn't answering the door and I wasn't answering my phone because I was in a meeting with the client. That's a good friend to run, you know, how many miles to come and get mom. It happens. This is life. And I love that in my intro where I said, you take that and you create the mat. Like that's where the magic is though, right? In those moments where later on you can actually laugh at it. At the time, maybe not. All right. This is really important. I want you to share the story of Eli's birth. Eli is her son. And just because there's another layer here that we haven't mentioned that is also on Amanda's plate. So please share that as well, because this is really important.
Sure. So the story actually starts when I was 22 and flippantly said, I give myself until I'm 44 to have a baby. I don't know where I grabbed that number. Anyway. So my son, Eli, decides to enter the world 6 weeks early, literally the day before my 44th birthday. So he's the 23rd and I'm the 24th. When he arrived, so he was a preemie. He had to be in, one of those light boxes, from Reuben, and, which he loved. I mean, he was on some desert island in there. He had these really long toes that kept pulling off all his electrodes. So everything would beep every few minutes, which is how he got the nickname Monkey. And, So he also, from that, two things came out of that. One is he sleeps so well. I'm so lucky. we put him in his room, in wherever, and he self-soothes and goes to sleep. I think because he was in an incubator, we were in a NICU for 10 days.
Wow.
And actually we were part of a pilot project here in BC where they were starting this kangaroo care, this mother baby care, where, so I got released, you know, a day or two later. Elijah had to stay there and I got to stay in a room as his guest. And that has now turned into the Tech Acute Care Center, which is a cutting edge. I mean, you walk past these rooms, whole families can stay there and they look like hotel rooms, and yet major surgeries can happen on both mom and child in the room.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's amazing. So one of the things we learned very quickly was that he will do things in his own time, as all kids do. And just when you say he's never going to do it, he does it. Or when you tell somebody he can't do it, all of a sudden he's doing it. You're like, okay, I'm a liar again. That's great.
That's a motherhood.
Right. But one of the things he was a big old baby. Like he was, you know, bread roll or arm roll kind of baby where you couldn't tell what it was. And, so he was very slow in crawling, very slow in walking, all of that kind of stuff. And so as he was sort of missing some of those milestones, I'm really proactive about health and about advocacy. And so we got him tested, and Elijah is on the autism spectrum. So that was just another layer that got added to everything. Yes, we're really lucky. He's the loudest non-speaking person I know. And he is such a little lovey cuddle bug, and so smart and so curious and engaged, and all of those sort of immediate fears that I had from not knowing anything about autism.
Sure.
To, you know, and all the sort of rumors and the pressures and the things that you hear, like from what I can see with him, none of it's true for my experience.
And I just want to pause there. So here's the thing, everybody, right? So everybody has something, man. We're all dealing with crap, whatever that is, right? It doesn't matter because we're all dealing with it. But here, right, what you had heard, because what did you know about having an autistic child, right? It doesn't even hit our radar when we're in pregnancy mode, right? You have this kid and then you respond, right? We react. But you said something really important, and this is one of the premises of the show, Amanda, that is important to me. Everybody has a perspective, and you've heard me say this in our classes. It's not right or wrong, and it's not good or bad. It's your perspective. So I love how you phrase that. Say other people in articles, and I had read, which is smart. We have to be proactive and educate ourselves, because it's silly to bury your head and go, la, 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 not me, not me. That's ridiculous, right? This child needed you. But that you formulated your own perspective based on your child and your relationship and your household and all of those other intangible things that create that house environment, that home, right? That home, for me, I would call it a home. Home is where your family is, right? Where the people you love are. I really give you credit for forming your own perspective and not getting stuck in, well, my child is autistic, which means X, Y, Z. And that I agree with you 100%. And I love also how you said, oh, he'll never be able to do that. And then he does it, right? And it makes a liar out of you. And every day, I bet as a mom, when your kids do something that you didn't expect them to do, you think, make a liar about out of me every day if it suits them and serves them, right? So really important. This show is about perspective. So if you have a child on the spectrum, or you just have a child, like I had two boys, they were boys, man. They used to climb and play hockey in my living room, you know, with little Tykes rollerblades on. Like, come on, right? Kids are kids. So what is your perspective? And be careful to listen to others. If it doesn't serve you, that doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. So it's about perspective. So thank you for saying that and sharing that. I think that's real important.
Yeah, I think, sorry, just to add to that, I think one of the difficulties people often have is advocacy. And so one of the ways that I help support people is, you know, sometimes when you, and it's been really hard during the pandemic, but sometimes if you go to a doctor's appointment, it's really hard to take in the information about you while you're sitting there. Being accessible to help people sort of navigate those things, you know, from the time that my pediatrician suggested that we have Eli looked at to the time that I had an appointment and had him set up with a OT and a speech therapist pathologist and all of that kind of stuff was about 2 to 3 weeks. Like I heard it and moved and made sure that things happened. And I think that that's a big struggle for people. I think oftentimes, especially for women, standing up and being self-advocates. And so, you know, acting as a resource for people in that way is really important to me.
Can you share you work with an organization and what you guys are doing? And BC, by the way, for my US folks, it's BC Canada. She's my Canadian sister up there. Can you talk about the advocacy and what you're doing for the nonprofit that you work with? Because it's really beautiful and important.
Sure. It's actually not even a nonprofit. It's not an organization. It's a movement that we are creating called Disability Without Poverty here in Canada. It is, it's got a Nothing About Us Without Us mandate. So it is led by people with disabilities. And there are many facets to what we do, but in Canada right now, one of the things that is on the table, on the political table, is a Canadian disability benefit. And so we are actively working to encourage the government to build a design that includes people with disability from the ground up as thought leaders and people, you know, discussing what they need. We want to make sure that it happens quickly, that it is accessible to as many people with as much as we can get into the pockets of people. So yeah, you can see that at disabilitywithoutpoverty.ca if you're interested in learning more about that movement.
I'm happy to put that in the show link, guys, as well. If you are in Canada, I guess, is really where this is prevalent, this particular movement. But maybe there's moms that have autistic children or handicapped children in the U.S., that can maybe start a similar movement. So I promise I'll give you Amanda's email address as well. Plus, let's put that non-for-profit in the show notes too, Amanda. I love that. Let's share that because here's the thing. You hear it. All of a sudden the movement, gets some legs. Now the, movement and working for that, I'm so curious and intrigued that it's really run by people who are handicapped. Did I understand that correctly?
Yeah, we're all across Canada, we're all across every demographic, gender, race, and we're pan-disability. So we've got people with vision impairment, we've got people with cerebral palsy, we've got people with, any and every kind of disability, invisible disabilities. I'm a mom representative for my son with autism.
I love it.
Yeah.
Because this is the thing, the governments need to listen because, you know, you as the end user, you immediately got into gear with the occupational therapy, the speech therapy, all of that with Eli. How many people don't know where to go, where to start? It's so overwhelming. Having, first of all, as a woman, and I don't know, I was fortunate that I didn't suffer from postpartum, but how many women have that to deal with? Now you have a newborn. Now you have to advocate for if there is some type of handicap or situation going on that you're unsure of. Being a new mom, you don't know what the hell you're doing from the minute you wake up to the minute you're thinking, I'm killing this kid, even though you're not, right? But it's, and I'm sure dads feel the same way. I remember my husband, I don't know if this happened to your husband, Amanda, but and this happened to my brother-in-law too, which we giggle now that our kids are big. You'd feed them in bed, right? And you'd both fall asleep. And my husband had the recurring dream that he rolled over and smothered the baby, right? Meanwhile, the baby was back in the crib after I had fed him, but he kept dreaming that he was going to smother that kid. So we're fearful, right? Now you add this other layer. So resources like that you're part of, Amanda, I commend you because I do think we need help. We just can't figure it all out ourselves. So, good for you. I'm loving that. I want to shift a little bit. My intro, I started, right? Kids, they create, just expect the unexpected, chaos really to come. It is possible, right? Sometimes it's just controlled chaos, right? You call it what you will. But can you share with us what that means for you? And I think the other piece is, and then what does that mean? And then how have you been helping other mompreneurs just figure it out? Because it's not easy. It's just not easy.
It's not easy. I think the first piece of it is it starts with gratitude. I think once you can find what you're grateful for. You can take a little bit of breath around that and peace around that. And it helps sort of quell the anxiety when you remind yourselves, you know, that many of us, most of us, I'm sure most people watching this, you know, have a roof over your head, have food on the table, you know, can dress warmly in winter that we're now approaching. So for me, that being very, very cognizant of all the blessings, for lack of a better term, that I have, is the first source of being able to sort of dial everything down a little bit. There's also, you know, if you can find pockets of time for things like meditation and calmness, the irony here is that I took out my meditation app, which is really great. It's called Insight, and they have a ton of free meditation, yoga, all this kind of stuff, but they have this really lovely timer that I set and listen to birds and rain and gongs. And I did that for the first time in quite a while, because I've got in a cycle, you know, because you sometimes forget and get caught in the chaos and stay in the chaos for a little too long.
Yes.
So I took it out, I did it, and then I ended up with a bout of shingles. So you're kind of like, okay, so now like I've just rested and my body's going, oh, you rested. Oh, fantastic. Let's see how you deal with this, right?
Yes.
Out of nowhere. Sorry, I don't know how that came up in there, but grabbing those moments of peace and calm, you know, if your child is actually sitting and engaged with something, you don't have to go interrupt them. You can just let them be. And the other thing for me, quite frankly, the best part of all of this was finding that flexible income, finding a way for me to be able to manage my own time, you know, do my own business, find other great people who have small pockets of time and want to make big changes in their lives in those small pockets of time. And so that's one of the ways that I help other moms, other parents, other busy people. You know, we have a lot of people who are working full-time jobs and they don't want to be working that full-time job. They're starting to realize now that it's been great working from home, and now they're back in 45 minutes of traffic to get to work. And I do everything wherever I am from my phone. You know, as long as I have, you know, Wi-Fi or connection, I'm good to go. And it's all about meeting people and talking to people, and how much more joy is there than connecting?
Yeah. And the world has changed. You know, I said that COVID was horrible. People died. Look, I'm not immune to it either, right? We've had loss in my family too. So I get it. But the flip side of that, the new opportunity, the new perspective in the world that maybe we don't have to commute, right? And we can increase productivity and lower stress just by being able to work remotely. And now the technology is there to support it. So I think there's more to come in the coming months, but I agree. And it's really important. So when you chat with, you know, working moms who had the kid, went, you know, took their maternity leave, went back to the full-time job, now they're going back to the commuting, whatever that looks like, if they're no longer working remotely. How are you approaching them for them to even pause and think about, should I open a business? Could I open a business? What would that look like? Can you share that with me? Like, how do you get people to even pause to think about that? Because we're, you know, especially after you have a child, I got to make the money, I got to get home, I got to cook dinner, I got to make sure, I got to do that on Saturday. We go into the hamster wheel of insanity, especially because now we really don't have control of our time. I'm not putting down working for corporations or having a full-time job. You know, we're all, our destiny is our own destiny. But I'm just curious how you get people to stop, think, and pause and say, hey, maybe I could do that.
Yeah, that's a great question. There's two ways, really. The first angle of that is asking people what they're dissatisfied with. And let me tell you, that is a long conversation usually with people. You sort of open that door and the list comes out. And you know, I'm also not against corporations putting down people working for other people and all of that kind of thing. But, you know, there are certain limitations that puts on you. There, absolutely. You know, your salary is dictated by somebody else. Your hours are often dictated by somebody else, whether you have to take work home with you and not spend that, you know, evening snuggle with your kid, but having to do work is dictated often by somebody else and by the strictures that are put on by those environments. So the first way is asking them what they're dissatisfied with. And the second way is, you know, in our business, the way that ours is run, and, you know, we've, our business has been going for over 34 years. It is so stable. It's so transparent. It's just their whole angle is about having happy distributors who want to talk about them. And so they've made the barriers to entry basically non-existent, you know. It is a direct sales company, but there's no mandatory purchases of any kind. There's no sign up fee. They give you a website. They just roll it out to help facilitate what you want. I'm fortunate that I work, you know, with my mom. We have a really great local team here in Vancouver, but I work with people around the world, and it's so supportive. There's no, you know, there's not competition. There's only help. So I can call, you know, you mentioned that I started this business while I was pregnant, and then lost that first pregnancy, and, you know, I'm fairly resilient. I bounce back. I process pretty quickly, but that was a pretty devastating
tough one. Obviously. Yeah, that's a tough one.
And so, you know, I was still setting up meetings and then sort of calling one of my colleagues and being like, I can't make this meeting. Can you go for me? And they were like, no problem. You know, and basically doing my business for me for a little bit. And that's, you know, I think, unfortunately, I'm not sure, but, you know, my mom and I certainly are also in that vein of we really go above and beyond for people and just want to help.
Yeah. And it's funny because, you know, your mom and I met actually at a networking event, and then we met and I bought some of the products, which I do want to talk about because I do want to advocate for it. And I want to share this with my listeners, you know, because they can watch on video. So those of you on Apple Podcasts, if you ever want to know what I look like or what Amanda looks like, you just have to go to YouTube and I post the show as well, but you'll actually see the visual of who we are. So, I met your mom. We talked about the products. I bought some of the products. And then ultimately you guys started to grow your business and they became part of my masterclass. Right. And that's how we really became very, very close. I think we're deep friends now, which I just love, dear friends now. But again, that generosity of reciprocity of sharing with each other is what I think attracted us to each other as well. That being those heart-centered business owners. But yes, you and your mom are extremely generous with the information. So talk about now the direct marketing company, and we're almost out of time, but this is important, everyone. It's Nu Skin. Okay. That's who the company is. And just, I would like to share like a little mini testimonial just from this perspective, the level of youth that Nu Skin provides. And guys, this is for you as well, because I don't know about you, but I tell my husband, he better keep up with me because I'm going to leave him in the dust otherwise. Right. But that Nu Skin, the products, the different, apparatuses that they get used to cleanse my face, all those things are remarkable. So I'm turning, and for those of you that don't know, it's we're in October recording the show. It should post soon, Amanda, but on November 29th, I'm turning 60. And whenever I say that out loud, people go, no way. And I really don't have smoke and mirrors, right? It is what it is. But I can tell you, I'm hearing that I'm looking younger and younger since I started the Nu Skin. So I just want a little mini testimonial there for people to listen. Now I'd like you to share your age with everyone. And again, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, cool. You might want to check out the YouTube so you really see what we're talking about. Go ahead.
Sure. Yeah. I said I was 44 when I had my baby, day before my 44th birthday, and he's 4 and a half. So I am almost 49.
Yes. And you do not look that at
all. I'm wearing a little bit of mascara and a little bit of like lip stuff, but no foundation, no base, nothing. This is right. just
That's just you, baby. You have a wrinkle. Uh-oh. Okay.
So I had a, no, I used to have a husband. I call it my husband frown. Women find that very funny. And it's disappearing, and it had been disappearing. And then we just launched a collagen drink, collagen plus, because the proof is in the plus, but, and collagen is really, really big right now. We've got, I think, the best one out there. And my husband frown is going away, and the husband has not gone away, nor have the things that caused the frown in the first place. But it's, I am actually blown away by that.
Yeah. And can I tell you, you know, I told you, I love the collagen, the flavor of it. I put it in the fridge. It's like a little dessert at the end of the day also. And it's just, it definitely works. I could see the difference in my skin and in the little bit less wrinkles. And I'm a lot older than you, Amanda, too, you know, more than a decade. So it really does, improve. Talk to everybody.
What you can't see with that is the, protection from sunlight and blue light damage for your eyes, for your skin. That's part of what is in the plus, is that extra protection.
Yeah, I love the products, and there's no chemicals and all that other stuff, which, again, as we age, I think we have to really be mindful if we put in our body, on our body, right, as well as in our minds. And then the last thing, and I know this has to do with new skin as well, because, of course, I'm on some of the supplements too, but where does your energy come from?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because I am running usually from meeting to meeting, and I don't get a lot of sleep. We have a number of products that work on, we've got one that works on the mitochondria, which is the energy producers of the cells. That's called Vitality. It's right in the name. It gives you vitality. It's got a nighttime portion that deals with, and this is going to get a little sciencey, and I am not a science person, but it deals with autophagy and helping your cells cleanse themselves of the toxins that naturally build up in our lives, in our day. So that's one set. And then another one is a nutrigenomic supplement that resets a few thousand of your genes to express the way they did when they were younger. So it's the science of epigenetics, yes, which is cool.
And so fascinating.
So, you know, the way I explain it very quickly to people is that even though you have a birthday every year, you don't need to look or feel like you do. So again, the things, you know, people right away notice that they may have more energy, or that, you know, their hair looks glossier. But what they're not seeing is that their bones are actually, you know, building in density, that their muscles are working better, that their metabolism is working better. All of these things are going on. And, you know, our chief scientific officer said in front of thousands of people, with this particular product, we have cut the cord between chronological and biological aging. And I just think that's remarkable. My mom is a retired physician. She does all kinds of due diligence on this stuff, and has really looked into the science and is blown away by the science. And our devices, you know, you mentioned our devices. We've won best at-home beauty brand, device brand, for the last 4 years in a row. And it just keeps getting better and better and better.
It's remarkable. The products are remarkable. And it's funny because, yeah, Amanda, we're out of time, but her mom started a business at 70 after learning about Nu Skin, as after being in the medical field. She was a doctor for, you know, her whole career, and specifically the genetic piece is what intrigued her about the company. And there really, it's about not doing anything toxic, right? Having these healthy environments as well as what we're putting in our mouth, but then the supplements and the epigenetics and all of this stuff. And I'm giggling, Amanda, because you did such a nice job just explaining it. And I love your mom. She gets so, because she's a doctor, so the science piece of it is, she lights up though when she talks about it. It's really very cute to see how you both talk about it. I giggle because you're both so different in your presentation. Everyone, I hope that our conversation today just helped you, you know, mom, dads, because, you know, a lot of dads are working from home now as well, and kind of running the house and as well as building a business. It's not easy. We get it, but there's so many good resources out there, like Amanda, like myself, right, that we can help you build that business, build that home, build that life to minimize chaos, because chaos is always going to be there. And, you know, Amanda, with my introduction, my quote about perfection, Amanda, before we started, she goes, "Oh, I loved that quote." She said, because I read it to her before we started, and she says, "Oh, we could talk like hours about perfectionism." And it's just, it's all a fallacy. So again, there's so many resources, people who are ahead of you on this learning curve, tap into us, use us, ask questions, because that's the only way life becomes easier, I think, is when we have solutions right at our fingertips. You do. This show is providing tips and resources right at your fingertips. So please use it as, you know, I've intended this show to be, really as a resource, a free resource, for everybody. If you have questions, which I really hope you do, please reach out to Amanda directly at amanda@multitaskingmompreneur.com. I will put that in the show notes because I didn't know how to spell mompreneur. I said, as we were starting, I go, "How do you spell it, Amanda?" So I will put it in the show notes. And the, if you're interested, I will also put the website for multitaskingmompreneur.com. And we will also put the advocacy for the Canadian people. We'll put that link as well for that organization or that movement that Amanda's part of. And the last really quick thing is, I know you're starting a podcast. Is it going to be this year? Is it going to be in 2022? Where have we landed?
You know, we'll see when the chaos settles. I've got a list of just the most amazing guests. So hopefully soon. It's just negotiating timing.
Yeah, gotcha. What's the name of it going to be? Just so we can throw it out there.
The Multitasking Mompreneur, From Chaos to Calm.
I love it. And I'm going to be a guest. So Jess, yeah, you got to tune in. That's the deal. Amanda, thank you so much for being on. And I again, we'll post all the info and contact connections and backlink them for you guys, so that it'll all be in the show notes. Thank you so much for being on. And you are one of my favorite multitasking mompreneurs. Yes, I love you, my friend. You're amazing. And yes, that Eli, he's my little, when we have meetings, he sits on her lap and he gets real close to the camera because he wants to make sure he's seen and heard. I just love that little angel. He's a little angel boy. Yeah. thank you for being on and for sharing just your wisdom, because really, right, that's all we have is our own perspective and wisdom. But if that can help one person breathe, we did our job today, Amanda. So thank you so much for that. And I hope you will all join me weekly as we question, build, and discover together that no matter what change you're going through between my guests and I really do hope that we have provided some tips and strategies for you to utilize immediately to create some ease in your life and get rid of some of the angst. Again, Amanda and I are about turning chaos to calm, and I think everybody should jump on board. It's a good movement to be part of. So again, thank you for listening to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net with me, your host, Connie Whitman. I really look forward to seeing you all next week, and I truly am honored to have you on this journey of change with me. And I hope that all my ideas and my guests' ideas and strategies help you out on your, as you navigate change in your life. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Multitaskingmompreneur.com. And we will also put the advocacy for the Canadian people. We'll put that link as well for that organization or that movement that Amanda's part of. And the last really quick thing is, I know you're starting a podcast. Is it going to be this year? Is it going to be in 2022? Where have we landed?
You know, we'll see when the chaos settles. I've got a list of just the most amazing guests. So hopefully soon. It's just negotiating timing.
Yeah, gotcha. What's the name of it going to be? Just so we can throw it out there.
The Multitasking Mompreneur, From Chaos to Calm.
I love it. And I'm going to be a guest. So Jess, yeah, you got to tune in. That's the deal. Amanda, thank you so much for being on. And I again, we'll post all the info and contact connections and backlink them for you guys, so that it'll all be in the show notes. Thank you so much for being on. And you are one of my favorite multitasking mompreneurs. Yes, I love you, my friend. You're amazing. And yes, that Eli, he's my little, when we have meetings, he sits on her lap and he gets real close to the camera because he wants to make sure he's seen and heard. I just love that little angel. He's a little angel boy. Yeah. thank you for being on and for sharing just your wisdom, because really, right, that's all we have is our own perspective and wisdom. But if that can help one person breathe, we did our job today, Amanda. So thank you so much for that. And I hope you will all join me weekly as we question, build, and discover together that no matter what change you're going through between my guests and I really do hope that we have provided some tips and strategies for you to utilize immediately to create some ease in your life and get rid of some of the angst. Again, Amanda and I are about turning chaos to calm, and I think everybody should jump on board. It's a good movement to be part of. So again, thank you for listening to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net with me, your host, Connie Whitman. I really look forward to seeing you all next week, and I truly am honored to have you on this journey of change with me. And I hope that all my ideas and my guests' ideas and strategies help you out on your as you navigate change in your life. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.